Emily, we're going to turn our attention to the world of art and take a look. You see that painting behind me? That's James Armstrong. Now, which would you rather? Would you like to own the actual painting or something like it that you can hang on the wall? Or would you rather own a series of ones and zeros, a digital code that is assigned in only one digital code assigned to that painting, but you can't hang the digital code on the wall? We call that an NFT. Let's talk about what's happening in the world of art and much more than just that with Masterworks CFO Nigel Glenday. It's good to have you here. And before we get into what I just described, because there are people who are happy to buy the ones and zeros and not put it on the wall, but I want to talk about your business because this is a great opportunity. Instead of having to pay $30 million for the painting behind me, by the way, if you got $30 million, you can have it. You kind of fractionalization the ownership. Tell us how that works because it lets those of us who don't have big wallets get into the art collecting world.
Yeah, that's right. We are the leading and really the only investment platform that makes physical art in the blue chip art segment available to investors. So we have a company that researches, acquires, and securitizes art in the contemporary art segment at price points above $1 million for literally hundreds of thousands of investors who are investing in individual paintings to build a portfolio.
This is Emily here. I'm wondering what kind of returns should investors on your platform be expecting from the art that they're actually investing in?
Yeah, we don't project forward returns in the art market, but we do spend a lot of time understanding what the historical trajectory of the art market has been. And the contemporary art market in particular has returned on average close to 14% annually over the last 25 years. So a tremendously interesting asset class, certainly relative to other subsegments of the art market and outperforming most traditional asset classes as well.
So hypothetically, let's say you had a Picasso come up and you broke it. It's worth, I'm going to say, $1 million. You break it into different pieces of asset that individuals can buy for, I don't know, the increments, 10,000, 50,000, whatever. And then how long do I have to hold that increment before I can turn around and sell it, hopefully at a profit?
Yeah, what we do is really a classic securitization process. So we take an asset, in this case, artwork, it's dropped into its own company, and we sell shares in an SEC qualified process, all at a fixed price to investors. So it's a very similar tried and true process that works across different assets. Now, over time, our investors are holding these assets for, or holding these shares rather, for capital appreciation over time, has a private equity like cash flow profile, holding the asset really anywhere from 3 to 10 years before eventual resale. But we do make secondary markets available for our investors. So there is liquidity action on an interim basis, and there is price discovery from that extent as well.
Nigel, I want to ask the question about if you are one of the, you know, the owners of the securities assigned to the artwork, do you get, you know, custody of it for a week, 2 weeks out of the year, or are they held in museums?
Yeah, we get that question all the time. It's nothing we've done today. We certainly have investors that are very interested in doing that. We hold the inventory, the portfolio rather, in storage, but it's very much on our roadmap to make it available for our investors to enjoy in various formats down the road.
One other thing that I definitely want to ask about was Masterworks executives have been pretty openly against NFTs so far. But just to cite one recent example, the artist Pac just sold their NFT project for nearly $92 million on Nifty Gateway in what's being deemed the largest ever art sale by a living creator. Is your business missing out on an opportunity by not entering the NFT market?
No, not at all. I mean, the physical art market has been around for centuries. It's got a proven track record in terms of buyers and sellers and activities in the market. And that's one that's been totally untapped by the investor community, broadly defined, really any type of investor from institutions down to newer investors. So that's a massive addressable market for us. NFTs are the new kid on the block. It's hard to tell what kind of staying power it'll have from investment perspective. But what we can say is there's a tremendous strategic asset that exists in physical art that is the opportunity for Masterworks.
And Nigel, some of us are old school and like to actually physically own it and hang it. But lots of people like that idea of owning the code assigned, and it's only one code, to that piece of art. And you've even said that your view on NFTs could evolve. What would that look like if you evolve into, you know, we got to get into this?
Well, look, first of all, I mean, think about what an NFT is doing. NFT is imbuing a digital asset with artificial scarcity, right? we're in the business of NFTs in a way. We're in non-fungible artwork. Artwork is by definition non-fungible. What we do at Masterworks is we create fungibility by issuing shares against physical artwork. Sure, NFTs as a means to have ownership around a digital asset may evolve over time. And if there are use cases for Masterworks, we're certainly going to be open to them down the road.
If you can get me a buyer, 30 million, that print back there is yours. It's actually on metal, so it's not a print. But we appreciate your insight into all of this. Nigel Glenday is Masterworks CFO. We hope you will come back